We have a lot of them hanging up on my wall. When Raymond moved out with me, we put a lot of his spurs and things like that on a piece.
The rope that farmers or ranchers would use.
The what?
A rope that they would use to.
Lariat.
Okay, and another tool I was wondering about on the farm. It has a wheel in front and then a bucket with two handles. Would that be called a wheel? Be called a wheelbarrow?
Oh yeah. Okay. I was thinking he was holding up here.
Yeah. Could I get you to pronounce that?
Wheelbarrow?
Yes. And earlier you mentioned a gunny sack.
Yeah.
Is that just a burlap bag?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's some people call it a toe sack.
Okay.
In Oklahoma,
great.
They call it a toe sack.
Great.
Here it's a gunny sack.
Okay. And a boat that was propelled by with oars, what would that be called?
Canoe.
Okay. And the thing that a rancher or a cowboy would crack at the cattle.
Whip.
Okay. Did you remember if your father or your brothers had anything on the farm that they would use to sharpen tools with?
Oh yeah, they had an anvil. What was it? See, I'm getting senile.
Called it a grindstone.
Grindstone.
Okay. Did they have anything of kind of wooden frames that were either in the form of an X or an A that they would lay boards across to work on?
Oh yeah, those. I think we better quit for a while. My mind's going.
We can take a break.
That is.
Call it a sawhorse.
Sawhorse. Yeah.
Okay. We mentioned fences. Did people ever make fences or separators out of rock? Did they ever make rock fences or rock walls?
Oh yes, I can show you. I have some old rock fences out here in some of my photographs.
Great.
I've also have some old homestead houses over there that I photographed.
Right. I want to see those. I do want to see. Is there a difference between a rock and a stone?
Well, there is. There's all differences in the world and different.
What is just in general? What's the difference
between
rock and
stone? Well, some is limestone, some is sandstone rocks, lots of different minerals in rocks.
Is a rock harder than a stone in general? You think?
I think so.
Okay.
I'm not sure, but I just imagine it is.
Okay. On the farm, were there different kinds of plows that you would have used? Plowing land, would you?
Well, yeah, there was different kinds of plows, but I couldn't tell you just what it was.
Okay. That's all right.
But there was different kinds.
Okay. Earlier we talked about the Go Devil. Have you ever heard of another farm implement called the Gee Whiz?
No.
Okay.
I haven't.
Have you ever heard of a spring tooth harrow?
Oh yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Is that something y'all would have used?
Oh yes.
Okay.
So that's what you rake the ground with.
Okay. Were there different kinds of harrows besides a spring tooth? Would there have?
Well, there might have been, but I don't remember any.
Okay. Were there other kinds of larger machinery that they would have used to move a lot of land around to maybe have to dig out a pit or a hole?
There was a slip, they called a slip.
Okay.
That was pulled by horses, and it would go under the ground, and then they would go and dump it. Had handles on the back, you know.
Okay.
With a slip.
Would they have ever used like a Fresno?
Oh yes.
Is that similar to a slip? Is a Fresno?
I really don't know.
Okay. But that's something you're familiar
with.
Yeah,
that's something that we've used.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And a buck scraper, is that something that's familiar? Is that the same thing as a buck rake?
I never heard of it.
Okay.
Never heard that word.
Earlier you mentioned branding. Were there other kind of tools that you used on the farm that we haven't really talked about that might have been used?
Well, there was overshot stackers, and there was buck rakes for hay, and there was cultivators that you cultivated your corn with.
Okay.